SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Access to safe drinking water is essential, and Australia's often harsh environment means that our drinking water supplies are especially precious. There are differences in the availability and quality of drinking water across Australia, depending on where the water is sourced from, environmental impacts, and the condition of water pipes and our treatment facilities.
Drinking water quality can vary quite a lot, even between large cities like Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth.
Welcome to Australia Explained. I'm your host, Melissa Compagnoni. In this episode, we explore how our drinking water is treated and monitored to ensure it meets health and safety standards. Quenching your thirst with a glass of tap water is both refreshing and hydrating. It's an important part of our body's daily fluid requirements. In Australia, where you live determines where your drinking water is sourced from, which can be from desalinated seawater, groundwater supplies, or dams. In cities and most regional towns, this drinking water is supplied to homes via the water main network of underground water pipes. So, when you turn on your kitchen tap, can you assume that the water is safe to drink? We asked two water experts for their advice. Dr. Emily Queck is the co-chair of the Water Quality Specialist Network at the Australian Water Association.
Yes, in most parts of Australia, tap water is safe to drink. It's treated and monitored to meet strict health-based standards that consistently meets the Australian drinking water guidelines. And water utilities also regularly test it to ensure it's safe.
Water quality researcher Professor Stuart Kahn from the School of Civil Engineering at the University of Sydney agrees.
Most of the time, in most of Australia, the answer is unequivocally yes. But safety is a relative term. And there are certainly water supplies in Australia with significantly lower levels of safety than others. The most challenging water supplies to keep safe tend to be those in smaller, regional and remote communities. It's those communities which often have the least access to more sophisticated technologies for water treatment and water quality monitoring, as well as lower access to people with the proper training and skills to operate those technologies.
As Stuart further explains, the Australian Drinking Water Guidelines are the national standards which provide guidance to water suppliers on the management of risks to providing safe and reliable drinking water to communities.
For the most part, the Australian Drinking Water Guidelines don't specify particular treatment processes for treating drinking water. The risk-based framework recognises that some water sources are inherently more or less vulnerable to contamination than others. So the type and degree of treatment required to reach an acceptable level of safety varies from one supplier to another.
Stuart says that the typical water treatment processes used in Australia include coagulation, filtration, and chlorine disinfection. Coagulation is a chemical process that removes suspended particles and organic matter by causing them to clump together into larger, heavier particles, which can then be easily removed through filtration. Your tap water has gone through a multiple barrier approach, including filtration and disinfection, to remove dirt, bacteria, viruses, and other harmful substances, as Emily explains.
Chlorine is added to most drinking water in Australia to kill germs and keep it safe. Fluoride is added in many areas to help prevent tooth decay. Both chemicals are safe and are used at low levels within the limits of Australian drinking water guidelines.
Stuart says that these water treatment measures are vitally important.
Despite some concern in the community, drinking water fluoridation is well established to be highly effective and an extremely safe practice. Dissolved chlorine is very effective for killing or inactivating pathogenic microorganisms that would otherwise do us harm. Drinking water disinfection with chlorine has saved many millions of lives throughout the last century.
The quality and taste of drinking water can also vary, even between large cities, Stuart explains.
The first reason is due to variable sources for the water. Some of these cities rely on groundwater, which can vary in mineral and salt composition. Some use water from lakes or dams, and these can be affected by the growth of algae. Many of these cities supplement their drinking water with desalinated seawater, which is highly purified, but it's also another source of variability.
Emily says in regional areas, there are several factors which can influence local drinking water quality.
In rural and remote areas, drinking water may come from a range of sources, including bores, rivers, or rainwater tanks. The level of treatment and system resilience can vary depending on the local infrastructure, operation support, and environmental conditions.
And as Stuart explains, there are differences depending on whether the drinking water has been sourced from groundwater or surface water.
Many remote communities rely on groundwater, and groundwater quality can be impacted by naturally occurring minerals, things such as calcium, magnesium, sodium, or in some cases, arsenic and uranium. It's important to understand what levels people may be exposed to in order to understand the risks. Other communities rely on surface water, such as creeks and rivers, and water quality can fluctuate following rainfall and other local climate events.
When environmental events do impact drinking water supplies, Emily says the local health authorities and water utilities will provide guidance on what to do.
Boiling or filtering the water may be recommended as a precautionary measure when there is a known or suspected risk to water quality. So, for example, following an extreme weather event like flooding, or if there is a concern that treatment barriers may not be fully effective.
Prior to the 1980s, many houses in Australia were constructed using lead pipes or lead soldering in their plumbing. In these older buildings, the dissolution of lead from pipework into water is a relatively slow process and mostly occurs after water has been allowed to sit still in pipework for an extended period. If you're concerned about lead pipework in your home releasing metals such as lead into the water, let your tap run for a few seconds before using it, especially in the morning. But if you notice a change in the quality of your drinking water, it's important to know what to do, Stuart says.
Customers can contact their water suppliers to express concerns, and this can be most effectively done if you can explain the basis for your concerns. Does the water taste, smell, or look different? Are your concerns derived from illnesses within your household? Any information will assist the water supplier to diagnose and assess potential problems.
You can find most water quality data, reports, and test results online, so contact your local water supplier for guidance. So the next time you pour yourself a glass of water, you can rest easy knowing that there are standards and practices in place to ensure that it's safe to drink. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Phil Chusek and hosted and mixed by me, Melissa Compagnoni. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.